Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. Today we're going to be talking about a film presented at the Biennale College Strand, and it's directed by Lemohang Jeremiah Mozeze. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for being here.
We also have here the producer of the film,
Kate.
Pansenfrau. I remember the hard part of your name, I forgot the easy part. But, for the benefit of our listeners at home who are not familiar with the film, it would be really great if you could answer possibly the most terrible question of the interview, hopefully, anyways. Would you be able to introduce the film a little bit, just so that the listeners know what we'll be talking about?
I can maybe introduce the part that, for me, that is meaning, and then maybe we can just say a little bit about, For me, it's about meditation, about life and death, about modernity and tradition, about the new and old, about the vicious cycle of life that it's sort of beyond our comprehension and even beyond ourselves as a human being, beyond our intellect. It's something that is bound to happen, this visual, cycle of life, that everything that is new must at some point gets old. So yeah, that is pretty much what I feel like the film is about.
The story, very briefly, the story follows Mantua, who's an 80-year-old widow living in the remote mountains of Lesotho, and the film opens with her learning that her last living relative, which is her son, has passed away in a mining accident. And she then decides that she's also ready to die, and her greatest yearning is that she be buried in the local cemetery with the rest of her family. So every night she puts on a Victorian gown in the hopes that she will pass away peacefully in her sleep, but this doesn't happen. So she heads out to find the local grave digger to dig her a grave, and on her quest she is told that the village will be forcibly resettled due to the construction of a new dam, which means that along with the village, the cemetery will also be destroyed. So this ignites in her a sort of will to stay alive a little bit longer, and her fierceness also ignites a collective will of defiance in the villagers, in her village. But unfortunately, their efforts are futile, and the village and the cemetery are destroyed. But in a final act of defiance, she strips naked and charges at the armed forces that are there to forcibly evict them.
All right, thank you for that. I think that's that was a very detailed sort of introduction.
It's a good one.
Right, it's very good actually. It shows you've been working on this film for a while.
A long time.
I wanted to ask you, Lemohang, if the story of this film comes from a very personal place. I really felt like it might have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're talking into a young filmmaker's jury today. And I was telling them that I think every frame, pretty much every scene, every scenario in the film, it's somehow personal to me, like a very deep personal to me. I mean, to start with the premise of the film, my grandmother is one of the people who the village, that they have village, is one of the villages that have been resettled now, and people are trying to protest about it. So it's a very personal story when it comes to the whole thing about the dam, but also with the philosophical questions that comes through the film. It's my own conflicts about modernity, about tradition. Because at the same time, I love the tradition. At the same time, I hate it. And I love progress, but at the same time, I hate it. So it's one of those conflicts that you have, and also the conflict about death. I mean, with family members, so with, friend of mine, and this idea of death, it always boils down to one thing of meaning about life. Was it fair? And I did also even I researched a lot about, when people are going through a bit of a turmoil or a bit of a distressful moment in their lives, where maybe their houses get bombed and stuff, and how they react to that. And in many photographs that I saw, I see people looking up to the heavens like as if they are looking for something to reach for, something to hold on to. And some people just become numb and shut down. And I find this very fascinating about life. And this, for me, was one of the things that always keep coming all the time about existential question about life, about the meaning of life, about the justice on this lifetime. You know, so they sort of it sort of transcended, or it sort of morphs into like normal story of a 70-year-old widow in the village dealing with this complex landscape, or whether it's political, whether it's spiritual, whether it's like a philosophical question about life.
Right, so we're not only talking about modernity and tradition, we're also talking about the personal with the local, with the universal,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yeah.
And visually as well, I mean, is that something, I mean, just thinking of the visual style of the film, it's very rich in itself. Do you find that expressing yourself through the cinema?
For me, cinema, it's a visual.
Oh, right.
Like,
yes.
The writing or the script come later for me.
Yeah.
I always feel like for me, the cinema should be visual. It starts from, you know. But of course, it's unfortunate that in this day and age we're living in, it's almost like, no, the script is the most, the story is the most important part. But for me, I feel like the visual storytelling is the stronger part.
Right.
And that is my strongest points that I know that is my talent, in a way, if I have one. But it's the visual painting of a story. Without even talking about it. But of course, we can have a dialogue, we can have everything, the script written, everything, structure, whatever. But I feel like the visual, for me, is the premise of the film. It's like, it's almost the beauty for me, it's of image, of cinema. It's almost close to godliness, in a way, for me. It's a high communication of divine, whatever you call it. Or that it can resonate with people. Just one image. For me, I believe in it like religiously, of the image itself. Not words. I believe in words. And I'm a fan of literature and philosophy. I love words. But I feel like the image for me, it's one of the most strongest.
Yeah, because sometimes I almost felt like even when the words are spoken, it's not just about the words themselves, but it's also what the words are said, and why it's almost like a musical soundtrack to it all. In fact, there was a musicality to the entire piece that almost made it seem like, you know, it was a type of cinema that was very much dictated also by the senses.
And the feeling. One of the things that I always like to ask people about after they watch the film, I always say, what did you feel?
Yeah.
You could feel like, no, that was shit. It doesn't matter, it's fine, but what did you feel? That is, for me, my interest. The feeling, I always feel like the image or the work of art, really, it's just transcend. And I'm getting to understand this, that it takes its own life. It brings totally different feeling from different people across the, you know, geographically. But it totally different feelings. Just one image. And also even the idea of, I always see filmmakers referencing paintings and stuff like that. For me, I was like just romanticizing with the idea of, I like the painters to actually reference the work.
Yes.
You know, reference this film. Not that the other way around, you know.
But that's, you know, unfortunately we are running out of time, but I do want to, so it, yes, referencing the artist, but also the things that are around you and that you probably experienced yourself and that have influenced this work also on a very personal basis from your personal life. You almost treat them as art as well.
Yeah.
It almost feels like everything is on the same level. So that's kind of a fascinating experience about Kate, you probably, you know, it would be great if you could, as the producer, talk to us a little bit about the experience of being part of the Biennale College and what that experience was like in bringing this story, this movie to life.
It was an incredibly liberating experience. All my previous films have been co-productions, which means that many countries and many brains have been involved in the making of the film. And that can sometimes be extremely limiting because people come into the process with their own egos, their own ideas, and it can sometimes stifle the director. And what I feel so fortunate for with Biennale College is that everyone involved in the college is really rooting for you, and they really want you to make the film that you want to make. So they're giving you guidance, they're giving you advice, but it's always coming from an incredibly sincere, respectful place, and it's always trying to get you closer to refining and distilling your idea so that you can execute what you first set out to do. I've done, I think, every known workshop and lab known to man at this point in my career, and this is without a doubt the best experience that I've had. The sense of community and the support that we received was invaluable.
And also even to bring us together, to be able to, I mean, we are friends, but also to get to actually now be in one space in like a fucking Shatter Island, in the, you know, in the land, you know. So I feel like that made us even like bond together, which is a great thing, you know. Otherwise we would have killed each other.
That's
all
true.
We come together, you know.
That's
all
true.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It sort of placed that sort of the restriction of the, a certain set of rules that that helps you follow through with the project.
Absolutely, and I think it's the restrictions, it's a little bit cliche, but I think there is truth in it, that the restrictions really do force you to be more creative, and they force you to interrogate your ideas more deeply, because you have to pull them off with nothing. You don't have the luxury of time or money. So knowing what you want and knowing what is important to you is paramount if you are going to be able to pull it off within the limits that you're given.
Interesting. Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.